Coach's Insight programs are on the air here tonight, getting you set for the final week of the regular season in high school football. We start things off with the Atchison Phoenix, and head coach Jordan Malcolm is with us, and always appreciate it. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, team got back on track last week. Big win at home, a tough opponent in Parsons, a non-league, non-district game. 40-34, the final score. You just look at it on paper, seems like a tremendous high school football game. But what'd you think of your team's performance bouncing back after that tough 2-week stretch with losses to Washington and Highland Park?
It was fantastic. We really showed our grit, our determination, and our toughness and strength on Friday night. You know, we kind of breathed by in the first half and started off fast, and then faced some adversity as parts started to come back and really showed who we can be when the game gets tough down the road. So I'm excited for how we came out on top on that.
Yeah, and of course we got Wyandotte here to wrap up the regular season. We'll talk about them in a moment. But you mentioned starting fast. One, that's probably a good thing and what you want to see more times than not. But two, this late in the season, finding some things out about your team when Parsons makes a run, you see your team fight through adversity to get a win. Those are the kind of games that you're going to have to grind out in the playoffs, and it's good to see you come out on the winning side of it this late in the regular season.
Absolutely. I told my coach staff on Monday morning that, you know, I think we're peaking at the right time. Guys are starting to come back healthy at the right time, and we're starting to show who we can really be once we're all healthy and ready to go. And so, you know, that was a perfect moment and a perfect game for us, getting ready to go into the playoffs after Wyandotte.
Yeah, I know we've talked throughout the course of the year. You've had some injuries from time to time, just the guys that have had to step in, maybe non-starters who have had to play some legitimate minutes because of injuries, you know, talk about that aspect, you know, what it's been like getting some of these younger guys some roles and maybe a scenario where you didn't think it was going to happen, but again, injuries occur and that's a thing in life.
Yeah, you know, so long-term goal and looking towards the future, a lot of my freshmen and sophomore kids that may not be 100% ready but are forced to be due to injuries, you know, they had to play a few times on Friday night too, and I think a lot of the earlier games where they were forced to play when they didn't feel as though they were ready, they looked ready and ready to roll, and they performed well on Friday night. So I think it's a blessing in disguise for those boys to get that playing time in the earlier part of the season, because when it was tough down the road and they needed to step in, you know, we didn't miss a beat. So proud of them and excited for them. And, you know, I'm excited to see what we do this Friday and how we look week 9.
We're talking with Atchison football coach Jordan Malcolm here. A few more minutes, our Coach's Insight program here on Care Country. Getting set for Wyandotte in the regular season finale at home on Friday night. But I just kind of want to get your thoughts on the Class 4A East District. There's no undefeated teams. You got one-loss team. That's Eudora who sits there at the top. You got one two-loss team, and then you're sitting there at 4-3. You look at the standings as a whole. So you've got 9 teams out of the 16 that are either 4-3 or 3-4. So just the competitive aspect of it, it seems like all these teams are fairly equal to a certain degree, but a win can go a long way compared to a loss this week can move you down multiple spots. So the importance of the game this week and just kind of how things have shaped up here in this 4A East District standings list.
Very competitive and very, it's very different than what it was looking like last year as far as the standings go. You know, you got a lot of tough teams down at the bottom as far as Lewisburg, Lansing, The Age, you know, Fort Scott's down there as well. And so Payola's even down there. So we got a lot of tough opponents on the bottom tier, but we're all got the same caliber record. So,
right.
You know, playoffs this year is going to be fun no matter what, given the standings. A win for us means we might either go up or down depending on the Ottawa and Tongi game and who comes out on top on that. So for us, you know, it's just getting another win and hoping we can squeeze out a home playoff game.
What's your thoughts on Wyandotte? This Bulldogs team, they're 1-5. They did not play a game last week, so they've had a little bit of time, extra rest, a little bit more preparation. But 2 weeks ago they lost to KC Washington 70-0. The week before that they got their lone win, which was against Harmon, 28-21. Obviously, similar opponents in the same league, sitting here at 1-5. What are your initial thoughts on this Wyandotte team that you're going to see at home on Friday night?
Well, we've got some experience with teams with fresh legs, and so we have to treat them like we do any other opponent. That's respect them with the highest of respects and go out there and just focus on us and do our job. You know, we can't get too caught up on the win and loss ratio or how they win or how they lost. You know, we just got to focus on being the best version of ourselves and and treat them with the same respect as we would any other opponent.
Finally, Coach, give us some keys, expectations. What do you want to see from your team this week to close out the regular season with a victory?
Trying to get as close to perfect as possible, getting ready for the playoffs. Limit the penalties and limit the personal fouls. And, you know, I got my first penalty on my own end, so, you know, I got to be show a greater example for the kids on my part, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Sounds like your daughter is certainly ready for a game on Friday night as well. Jordan Malcolm joining us, Atchison football coach. We always appreciate it. They close out the regular season Friday night at home against KC Wyandotte. Coach, we really appreciate it. Thanks again. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate you.